There's two tools that I'm going to give you today that are going to change your life, that actually effectuates the truth of the more you give, the more you receive. One, the more you give, every Bible, every spiritual text, every philosophy and theory actually says the more you give, the more you're given, not the more you receive. So the more I give of myself, of my money, of my value, of my time, the more you give, the more you'll be given. But if you're not aware, through gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability, what you're given, you may give 100% of what you have today, but only be aware that you're given 96%. And if you're okay receiving that, you'll only have that. So your new 100% is 96%. And then maybe the next year it's 95%. And the next year it's 94, and you end up at 80 at zero. I'm so sorry, I don't have anything to give the grandkids. Can I borrow money from you? Because I want to give the grandkids Christmas gifts. We all know people like that. Really good, generous, kind people, giving people that have never raised their awareness to all that they're given. Now, the second tool is the one, I believe my mom gave everything. And she was aware of all the people that were giving to her. She was given so much. But she falls into the school of scarcity of, that's okay. I feel bad taking that. I feel guilty. I feel less than. What happens? So now I'm aware that every time I give, I'm given more. But I only take less because I don't think I'm worthy. So now I only take 98%. And my new 100% is 98%, and then it's 97%. My new 100%, and I keep giving 100%, but I don't know why I keep ending up at the bottom of the hill. Because I'm a really good, generous, kind person. How can this happen? I'll tell you why. Because nobody's teaching the two tools in between giving and receiving. One, identify what you're given, and two, receive it. If you truly believe in more than enough of everything for everyone, then receive it gratefully, because your 100% becomes 102%, and your new 100% becomes 105%, and you're new, and pretty soon you're 80 years old, and you got so much, you're just giving it, and you just taking it and giving it. Imagine being in a position to give $10 billion to our environment. You think that's from someone that doesn't identify what they're given and feel very confident there's more than enough and he receives more? Live in the world of more than enough. Appreciate what you have. Acknowledge it by giving it all away, having it stolen, cheated from you, manipulated with no resentment or guilt, and ask for more. Identify what's given through gratitude, accountability, and forgiveness. And be gracious in receiving it, that you're giving value when you receive, or God wouldn't give you the doggy biscuit when you help. If I am receiving from you, that means you're giving. That means you get a doggy biscuit and I get a doggy biscuit, and everybody else that's witnessing it's dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins, which is God's only way of telling you, good behavior, doggy. Keep doing that. That's good stuff. And if you're doing the wrong thing, he gives you cortisol. Says, oh, you want to keep eating that? Here's some more cortisol. You want to have guilt? Here's more cortisol. You want to have resentment? Here's cortisol. You want to be angry? Here's some more cortisol. You don't want to work out? Here's some more cortisol. That's exactly it. This is an abundant, infinite, unified system that works together to help you be protected, promoted, and loved. Pain is simply struggles, setbacks, failures are simply an indicator. You got a better place to be. Use your wisdom and your faith to get there. I promise you, you will. It's just a matter of time.